Thanks to Dan Wargo and Fred McLaughlin for our community calendar here at KHSU. The time is 1:10 here at KHSU. My name's Katie. In the studio with me today is Dawn Watkins. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and you're with the Eel River Multi-Generational Center down in Fortuna.
Yes, affectionately as the MGC.
The MGC, yes. Yeah. And, you know, Dawn, she emailed me the other day and said, you know, I've got this film. Can we talk about it? I said, of course. I love films. It's called Screen Agers, not Scream, but Screen Agers, Growing Up in the Digital Age. There's going to be two showings of this film. Let's talk about it. And Dawn hasn't seen it yet. You just got it.
I just got it in the mail. I've seen the trailers and I've read all the material that came with it, and it comes highly recommended, but I have not myself seen it yet.
So. Now, why did you get this film?
Well, it was brought to my attention by Mark Daniels, who is one of the owners and co-founders of the Mind's Eye Manufactory in Ferndale. And I'll say a little bit about them because I'm here representing a pretty big team of people that's made this come here happen, this happen. So everybody's off doing things. Mind's Eye Manufactory is a nonprofit that is in Ferndale, California. It's actually a project of the Inc. People's Dream Makers program. And they are a maker space. And so what that means is in the front is the Mind's Eye Coffee Lounge, which if you love coffee, you should go down there and check it out. But in the back, what they do is they have it set up as a maker space, which means that they hold lots of different workshops and different sorts of camps throughout the year, which they encourage young people to come and learn how to do things really from scratch. What Mark is most known for is his work with boat building. In fact, he's not here talking with me because he's up in Alaska. I can't recall. Now somewhere he has a couple different places. I don't know where he is right now. Yeah. But he is up in Alaska working with one of the tribes up there in connecting young people to the art of boat building. So he's really into that. He and I had been trying to work together for a long time too, because we have similar ideas and similar, I don't know, we have similar things we want for the young people in our community. Mm-hmm. You know, the MGC is all about creating space that promotes creativity, interaction, and respect across generations and cultures, and that's a lot of what Mind's Eye Manufactory does as well. We share the same space in the Eel River Valley. No, we don't share the same space. We are in the Eel River Valley together.
Right.
So we brought that. So we had been lamenting how everybody's on cell phones. All his kids are on cell phones. Everybody's in front of a screen, and he's, you know, runs this boat building thing, and I'm running these science workshops, and there wasn't any parent. The MGC offers a lot of young classes for young people, workshops, different sorts of. We have science club, we have cooking club, we have the Jessica Golly, who's our coordinator, does a lot of great stuff, and so does Angelique, who's our arts coordinator. But every parent that drops their kid off says something like, "Oh, we're so happy there are no screens, right? You know, they left their cell phones at home and they left their games at home."
Is that a requirement?
For most of our things, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I mean, we don't confiscate them at the door, but we don't let them be on their phones. We really keep them busy enough that they're just not on their phones the whole time. It's science and making things. We let them take pictures and post things, but that's about it. So anyway, that's the kind of the long backstory of how we came to bring it. But Mark brought this to me. One of the things that we wanted to do was show a movie just together somehow. And he's like, "You've got to see this movie. I've seen this trailer." And one of my friends saw it down in the Bay Area. It's just been released. And so I looked at it and said, this perfectly fits in our mission. It fit within his mission. So we pulled our resources and brought it up here. It's not going to be generally released. So that's what that's why it's a special showing up here. It's the producers aren't intending it for general distribution. So you have to contact them and have it brought up, get the rights to it.
So you're showing it, for those of you who are listening, you're showing it on the 27th and the 30th. At Mind's Eye on the 27th.
No, it's the 29th. So 29th. It's Friday and Saturday night.
Okay. Yeah. I've got it backwards too.
That's okay.
29th.
So the 29th will be at Mind's Eye Manufactory in Ferndale, and that's a free preview. It's a really small, intimate space. We just wanted to make sure both of our organizations are in the Eel River Valley, so we wanted to make sure that we offered it in the Eel River Valley.
Right.
His space is by far the coolest. We love the Fortuna Theater, but it's not the same thing. It was the easiest place to make dark, really.
Okay.
But it's a beautiful space, and so we're happy to be able to offer it to the residents down there.
Now, wait, do you want just residents? Do you want families? What do you want?
Oh, we
we think to attend.
Well, we believe that everybody who has a feeling about this at all should come see this movie. What impressed me about it I did bring it down. It did appeal to me as the director of an agency that creates space, and the same thing was Mark, but he and I are both parents. I've got parents and I have kids, and all between me and my partner, we have 3, 12, 16, and 19, mm-hmm. and all of their friends who are all of those similar ages. And so we are surrounded by young people and surrounded by the digital age. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, they're all into gaming, and I mean, as grateful as I am for Pokemon Go at the moment, just because of the world events making that a fun, silly thing, we are all very impacted. So it appeals to me. I don't know how many conversations I have with all different. I just had a recent conversation with someone, an older gentleman, and I was telling him about the movie, and he kind of went on to say, yeah, I don't understand it. You know, I don't need to see that movie because, you know, in our house, we just don't let the kids have cell phones. And I was like, well, how's that working out for you? He's like, oh, they hate it. And I was like, then you should come see this movie. Uh-huh. Because what the thing that I think is the power in this movie is it doesn't take the position that technology is bad.
Right.
It takes the position that technology is amazing and that it has really positively impacted our culture and our society and made things possible that we never thought possible before. And, but it also creates the conversation around society in general being impacted. There is not one conversation everything is impacted. All the music, all the games, all daily interaction from adults, from young people all the way up to very young people all the way up to very elderly people have mm-hmm. been impacted by how technology has just changed society so quickly. And this film, I feel, introduces the opportunity for conversation about mm-hmm. that. I hear a lot of people complain about it, but a lot of people are at a loss as to how to manage it. And it's not just young people. I mean, adults have these issues as
right.
well.
Right. So. Well, and as we said before we went live, grandparents mm-hmm. might want to attend this as well to understand your grandkids and maybe your kids too.
I think it'd be a great thing. Yeah, I think it'd be a great thing for grandparents, uh-huh. for if you've just involved with youth at all, if you actually work with youth, if you don't even have kids, if you're that, you know, age or that, but you work with young people, teachers, I know it's summer, teachers don't want to think about things, but it's a movie. And, the other viewing on the 30th is at the Arcata Theater Lounge. And this is where they've generously donated the space to us for this movie. And this is part of their program to benefit nonprofits by giving their space rent free. So I really want to send them a big thank you for this. This is, we wouldn't, like I said earlier, both the MGC and Mind's Eye are in the Eel River Valley. But we felt this was a community conversation and we really wanted to have this everywhere. So
talking about conversation, there will be conversation, right? Before and after?
Right before and after. Yeah, we won't want to make this a super heavy. I mean, it is summer. We don't want to make this a super heavy topic, but we do want to have time beforehand to, I think we're going to do a pre-survey mm-hmm. to get people's ideas just about technology and then maybe do it after. But we do want to have a conversation after the movie, just people's thoughts and what they're, just what they think of it. Because I'm actually going to be privileged to watch it beforehand. But it'll be by myself, so right. I'm curious to talk about it with other
It'd
people.
It'd be nice to be in a group to discuss how technology has changed society.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think in the movie they talk about video games, the brain, and how working with the brain with videos and how is it an addictive problem?
It is. I think she takes it. The actual director or the person that, the director and creator of the film is Delaney Rustin, and mm-hmm. she is a physician in the Bay Area. She's gone to Columbia and Stanford and is pretty well known for her actual other documentaries. She did one called, what was it? Oh, it was Hidden Pictures. That was the one I've actually seen. There's another one that she did called The Hidden Story of Schizophrenia that I haven't seen, but Hidden Pictures was pretty good. And she's done a lot of work around mental health, but she started to do this film because of her own issues mm-hmm. with and her own family. So there's a Stanford-trained physician in mental health trying to deal with how internet is affecting the brains of her own children. So this was her way of dealing with it. So I think there's going to be a lot of information in the film. I told you in the beginning, like, I'm not an expert in brain chemistry. I mean, I could probably throw out some things, but it would be really boring for everybody. But The movie's going to go into depth about how it's actually affecting teen brains in particular, young people's brains in particular, and what the effects of multitasking actually mm-hmm. are.
Right.
I think there'll be really good lessons for adults in there as well. I still think it's true that that youth model the behavior that adults show, and I'm interested in learning more about new things. What I didn't know, what I learned too, is that mm-hmm. there is now in the DSM-5, there is an internet gaming disorder.
What is DSM-5?
DSM-5 is the Bible for diagnosis of mental health disorders.
Okay.
So if you're all the social workers know exactly what that is, or okay. the mental health workers. But the DSM, it's just if you want to know what a mental health disorder is defined as. But internet gaming disorder has actually made it into medical publications as an actual thing. It has to do with dopamine receptors.
Exactly, and right?
It's
you
pretty
get
intense.
Hooked
yeah.
on it. It's an addictive thing. I
you
can
do.
See that.
And I think an interesting effect, because apparently it does, this is the one little bit that I do know, is that it actually mm-hmm. Does mimic or create symptoms that are real similar to attention deficit disorder. Because mm-hmm. some parents will say, oh, my kid can focus on it for hours. And sometimes as a parent, you need that. But it's different than TV, because it's this active interaction. But the way, it's the instant, dopamine receptors are affected by that instant response, mm-hmm. you know, so that's what you get, that immediate feedback, that instant response. That's what addiction gives you, is that instant gratification. And these games create entire universes
right.
that you can get instant gratification all day long. And not only by yourself in these, but you can, all your friends. I was sharing with you earlier, you know, the phenomenon in my house about how my kids, they all play together, all in the same room on the video games, but they can't be, a lot of friends don't come over anymore because they can't play together. So my son will be in a room with, and I can hear all the voices of like 6 to 7 kids, but they're all on the internet in their own houses with their headphones on.
So they're not in the actual room, but mm-mm. they're in the room.
Yeah.
So they get. See, that doesn't make sense to some of us who are older.
Yeah.
Remember the old days
yeah.
when you would go outside and play in your parents said go outside.
No, you'd like make blankets in the fort, you
yes.
know, and over the forts, and everybody would come over and hang out, and you were the house. The house is the one that has now is the one that has the best internet, the best Wi-Fi connection. It has really little to do with how big your TV is or anything anymore. It's your best Wi-Fi connection. But they, you know, so the kids can get these instant gratifications, and then they go to school or back into the real world where mm-hmm. that's just not how things go, and it's very confusing, and they can't interact as well. So it's an interesting way that the brain has been affected by that, but there's somebody more knowledgeable can talk about that in the movie.
Yeah,
that's
so that's going to be really interesting. So I'm glad you're doing the discussion afterwards and before to set it up too.
I think so. And I think that's one of the things we brought with the movie is that, like I said, both Mark and I were committed. We're not alarmists and don't want to just create, say, oh, there's this terrible thing. We really are trying, both of us, our organizations and us as parents, really try to create solutions for things we bring attention to. So the movie is really about finding solutions and helping families find balance, not about throw your TV out the window or whatever.
No.
That remember that thing when they wanted you to throw your TV out? It's not that. It's really about finding balance and in this age that we're living in, and it's not going to stop. So there's a might as well. You don't have to become, I always tell people, like grandparents especially, like you don't have to know how to do Facebook. You just need to understand it, because it's how it is.
Right. And it's going to constantly be changing, I think, technology. Yeah. As these young people grow up, their brains are going to, you know, go on and do other weird technology things that eventually all of us might not be able to do. But right now,
For right now, there's an opportunity to keep up with the curve. And so keep trying it.
Keeping up, that's hard to do, too.
It takes a lot of time.
Hopefully you'll talk about, you know, walking away from the technology just to experience each other in the real world, too.
I think that's what a lot of the film is about, creating conversations.
Yeah.
That technology's here, but that it's taken over mm-hmm. in a way, which makes perfect sense. I mean, that's just how humans are. We like shiny things, and it's how we are. So
Dom, we're out of time.
Okay.
Give the times again and where the movie will be shown.
Okay, we have two showings. We have Friday, July 29th at 7 p.m. at Mind's Eye Manufactory in Ferndale. And then we also have it on July 30th at the Arcata Theater Lounge up here in Arcata. And they're both, those movie times are at 7 p.m. All this information is also on our website, which is ervmgc.com, and on our Facebook page.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.